Hi, this is Michael Carr with a podcast called The Teddy Bear Company. Now that sure is an interesting name, The Teddy Bear Company. Well, I'd like to explain a little bit about it if I could. The Teddy Bear Company is a spiritual special forces unit. One can move in and out as it is necessary. Now the only qualification for being in the Teddy Bear Company is a desire to participate. Now that's not too hard, but the Teddy Bear Company is very special. A person in this company is characterized by the following characteristics. He or she has a fierce and ongoing love for God, His kingdom, and His people. They desire to be flexible and to move quickly as the Lord instructs them to. A person in Teddy Bear Company has an attitude of humility towards God and other people. This necessitates giving God the credit first, others the credit second, while giving any credit to yourself last. A person in this company has an unwavering belief that all success and accomplishments are God-given and that it does not result from your own effort. A person in this who is a teddy bear person has a disposition that allows oneself to be persecuted and misunderstood. Unfortunately, this is part of the world that we live in, that persecution and misunderstanding and accusations are rampant. The weapons of the Special Forces Unit will be love, kindness, gentleness, and generosity. These will often be done in secret without any credit being given or even needed. A desire to worship will be an important attribute of someone in this company. Worship provides the appropriate perspective to carry out all the tasks of the Special Forces group. These activities will be a dagger in the heart of the enemy and in all his plans. Now, study and preparation are also an important aspect of someone who will serve in this unit. These are necessary to understand the enemy and to decide what action should be taken to counteract him. This will require the art of observation and a spirit of patience to complete the plan. It's important what we see, and it's important how we watch, but it's even more important how we pray and how we act. Prayer is also an important weapon in this company arsenal. This would allow Jesus to be the commander of our activities and allow him to make appropriate adjustments in our actions. As Jesus directs, we will find incredible creativity and freedom and power to do what he wants and to change people's lives. This will also provide a foundation for the trust which will be needed when there are times of trouble and we do not feel clear and abundant support. Recruitment in Teddy Bear Company will be an important part of the company's activities because spreading these activities and attitudes will lead to a deeper conviction among its members and a better operation of resources. Love, kindness, gentleness, and generosity. These are very powerful weapons in the world that we live in, but too often they're treated as weakness and not as weapons. But a teddy bear commando knows that love, kindness, gentleness, and generosity will be very important in his walk with God and to change the lives of other people. The mission of this company will be first to glorify God and all his works. Second, to reveal the character and nature of Jesus to people. And third, to allow God's people to know that they are his beloved and that each person is a rare and special treasure to God. This is an important part of the mission of the Teddy Bear Company, that each person that they meet will be shown that they are a rare and special treasure to God. This must be accomplished by multiple acts and repetitions of the acts of love, kindness, gentleness, and forgiveness of others. The ministry of the Teddy Bear Company is to glorify God and not oneself. The teddy bear person is often nameless and even faceless, yet they will enjoy an eternal and priceless intimacy with God. This person is dedicated to increasing more intimacy with God, with other people and their lives, and in their own daily actions. This spiritual commando will be able to heal the sick with prayer, help and serve the poor, set the captives free, encourage the timid, support the weak, and display cheerfulness. These things are badly needed in the dark and often burdensome world that we live in. Do we have enough courage to be in the Teddy Bear Company? Do we have enough courage to be in a special forces unit that can change the world by the simple things that God asks us to do? Let's take time to see if we had the time and courage to participate in this company. Do you want to change the world? Do you want to make it a better place? The Teddy Bear Company is one place where you can learn and grow with other people and the Teddy Bear Company. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.